भ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम्। आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रम् अथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम्। मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्। अनिराकरणम् अस्तु। अनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरते य उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु, ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम्। छान्दोग्य उपनिषत् चाप्टर् 1 सेक्शन् 3 तृतीयखण्डः श्लोकास् 1 and 2। अथाति दैवतं यये वासौ तपति तमुद्गीतमुपासीत उद्यन्वा एष प्रजाभ्यः उद्गायतीम् उद्यग्स्तमः भयमपहन्तीम् अभयहन्ताः वै भयस्य तमसो भवति य एवं वेद। समान एवायञ्च असौ च उष्णः अयमुष्णः असौ स्वर इति इममा चक्षुते चक्षते स्वर इति प्रत्यास्वर इत्यमुम् तस्माद्वा एतम् इममुञ्च उद्गीतमुपासीत। सो इन् सेक्शन् 3 वि गेट् 5 टैप्स् आफ् उपासनास्। इन् आल् दीस् डिफरेण्ट् थिङ्ग्स् आर् इन्वोक्ड् इन् द उद्गीत। द उपनिषत् इण्ट्रड्यूस् दि इट् इस् अधिदैवतम् and previously it was adhyatmam, subjective forces, and here it is a mixture of both objective and subjective forces. And the first mantra we saw, it is surya upasana, invocation of surya devata in udgita for upasana. So the Upanishad gives three common features between surya and udgita, namely udayatvam, samriddhitvam, both give Udayam and Samriddhi and Baya Nashakam, all these three. So we invoke Surya Devata in Udgita and do Upasana. And what is the phalam? Tamo Nashaha, Samriddhi, so ignorance will go away. And in the second Upasana, Surya and Prana are mixed. So Surya Prana Ubhaya Upasana, Adi Deva Adhyatma Upasana. And because Prana and Surya are both Ushnam, they both are hot, so and both are swaraha. Swarati means gachati, iti swarati, move away, both move away. So prana during marana kale it goes away, and surya also during sunset it goes away. And so surya prana drishtya udgita. Upasana is what is being done. That is the second upasana. Now let us go through the third upasana in the next mantra, mantra 3. Let us read. Hope recording is going. अथ खलु व्यानमेवोद्गीतमुपासीत यद्वै प्राणिति स प्राणः यदपानिति सोपानः अतय प्राणापानयोः सन्धिः स व्यानो यो व्यानः स अवाक् तस्मादप्राणन्ननपानन् वाचमभिव्याहरति या वाक् सारुक् तस्मादप्राणन्ननपानन् ऋचमभिव्याहरति या ऋक्तत्साम तस्मादप्राणननपानन् साम गायति यत्साम स उद्गीतः तस्मादप्राणननपाननुद्गीतायति। अतो यान्यन्यानि वीर्यवन्ति कर्माणि यथाग्नेर्मन्थनम् आजे शरणम् दृढस्य धनुष आयमनम् अप्राणननपानन् तानि करोति एतस्य हेतोः व्यानमेवोद्घातमुपासीत उद्गीतमुपासीत। सो मंत्रास् 3, 4, and 5 दे गिव द थर्ड उपासना कॉल्ड व्यान उपासना। वन ऑफ द प्राण शक्ति इज व्यान, प्राण अपान व्यान उदान समान। सो व्यान उपासना इज बीइंग गिवन हियर, दैट इज सो प्राण शक्ति is invoked in Udgita and the Upasana is done. So here the glory of Vyana, Vyana Prana is given. So we know Prana is what? Prag Gamanavan Vayuho, exhalation. So nishvasaha. And apanaha is adogamanavan vayuhu, inhalation, going in. That is oxygen is apanaha and carbon dioxide is pranaha. So, you know, we can understand that qualitatively. So, vyanaha is the sandhi between junction between prana and apana, the link. In Yoga Shastra, prana is rechaka, emptying in. Apana is purakam, filling the lungs. And what is the gap between rechakam and purakam? That is kumbhakam, retention of the air that is breathed in. Okay. So, vyana shakti is the gap between prana and apana. We can say it is gap between purakam and rechakam. That means what? Kumbhaka shakti. The intermediary stage is vyana. Now the Upanishad says, vyana shakti, that is kumbhakam, alone is responsible for all our activities. So first the Upanishad takes the activity of speaking. The Upanishad says, all the time, at the time of speaking, one cannot breathe in and breathe out. I don't know how many of us have really realized it. At the time of speaking, one cannot breathe in and breathe out. So what do we say when one speaks very fast, somebody is speaking very fast, what do we think? They are all possible because of kumbhaka shakti. Rigveda, Samaveda, Yajurveda, Udgita chanting in it, in Samaveda, all that. Then it says, not only the speaking power, even walking and all actions, any action that requires energy, they are all possible because of kumbhaka prana shakti only. And so, vani viryavanti karmani, yani viryavanti karmani, in mantra 5, it is said, is none, is all this karmani, they are all done with the help of vyana shakti only. And it has given few examples here. Agnehe mantanam. Agnehe means agni. So, churning the arani rod, they used to have arani rod, they used to churn it to get fire. So, agni siddhyartham, they churn the arani rod. So, that is agnehe mantanam. And ajehe sharanam, running. For ajehi means limit. You know, we have got 100 meter race, 200 meter race and all of them. So, that saranam, that running. And danushaha ayamanam, swinging a bow. For example, somebody wants to, you know, shoot an arrow, to swing a bow. That requires, again, kumbhaka shakti. So, two of them for the hands are mentioned. So, agnehe matanam and also danusha ayamanam. Both are for the hands. And one for the leg, that is ajehe saranam. That is for the leg. And so, they have got vak karma, pani karma, vak is speech. So, pani karma and pada karma, the leg karma, all of them. So, all karmas, they require vyana shakti. Therefore, invoke that vyana shakti in Udgita and do upasana. And what will be the palam? Viryavatva. A person will become with sufficient strength, energy he will gain for doing the karma. So, this is the third upasana. Now, we will go to the fourth type of upasana coming from mantras 6 and 7. Let us read. Athakalu Udgita aksharani upasita Udgita iti pranaha eva ut pranena hi uttishtati vagir vachoha giraha itya chakshate annam tam annehi idagum sarvagum stitam dyaureva ut antarikshangihi prithivitham aditya eva ut vayurgihi agnistham samaveda eva ut yajurvedogihi rigvedastham dugdesmai vagdoham yo vacho dohaha annavanannado bhavati yayetan evam vidvan udgitaaksharani upaste udgita iti. Here we get the Udgita Akshara Upasana. In every letter of Udgita, we invoke a devata. Udgita, it contains three letters. What are the three letters? Ud, Gi, and Tha. So, Udgita. Each letter is taken as Pratikam or Alambaram. Now, we should be familiar with this, all these words, Pratikam, Alambaram and all that. And the symbol. And the Upasana invokes a triad of three devatas in one word. So, like that, four subsidiary upasanas are mentioned. That is, 4 times 3 is 12 devatas are invoked, making together one upasana. All this entire thing is one upasana. Now, actually, this we have already seen a similar thing in Taittiriya Upanishad, in Sikshavalli. There is this Vyahriti Upasana. Bhuriti va agnihi, bhuvariti vayuhu, suvaritya dityaha. So, Upasana was done at that time in this manner, Vyahriti Upasana. So, instead of Vyahriti, here it is Udgita. Udgita. And what are the four Upasanas here? In the first Upasana, the three Devatas are Prana, Vak, Annam. So, that means Prana is invoked in Ud. And Vak in Ghee. And Annam in Tha. So, that is how we should understand Prana, Vak and Annam. In Ud, Ghee, Tha. And in the second Upasana, the three Devatas are Suvarloka, Bhuvarloka and Bhuloka. So, reverse, normally we say Bhuhu, Bhuvaka, Suvaha. So, Suvarloka, Bhuvarloka and Bhuloka. And in the third Upasana, Surya Devata, Vayu Devata and Agni Devata. And in the fourth Upasana, Samaveda, Yajurveda and Rigveda. And Shankaracharya justifies that also. The letter Ud stands for that which is in a higher level, Ud. And Ghee refers to middle level. And Tham is Tishtati, it is Tham. So Adhishtanam, lower. So that is why in Ud, Suvarloka is given. That is these heavens. And in Ghee, Bhuvarloka, which is in the middle. And Tham, it is Bhuloka, it is lower. So similarly, others also. And Samaveda is recited with high pitch, so Ud. Yajurveda, middle. So it is Yajurveda is Ghee. And Rigveda is the Adhishtanam, based on which the entire Samaveda is built. So because Samaveda is based on Rigveda. And Richaha, Sama, Adhishtanatvat. Because Rigveda, Sama is the Rigveda is the Adhishtanam for Samaveda. So Rigveda is down, Adhishtanam is down, it is holding it. So these four sets of three Devatas are meditated upon Ud Gita. So this is the fourth type of Upasana in the sixth and the seventh mantra. No special palam is mentioned here. Whenever palam is not mentioned, we supply what the palam should be. Whatever devata is invoked, those will bless the Upasaka. That is the general palam. So all these Surya Devata, Vayu Devata, all are being meditated upon. So they will bless accordingly. And then comes the last Upasana of this section in mantras 8 to 12. Which is the fifth Upasana of this section. So let us read those mantras. 8 to 12. Atha kalvashi samriddhi upasaranani tyupasita yena samna stoshyansyat tat samopadavet yasyam ruchittam ruchyam yadarsheyam tam rishim yam devatam abhishtoshyansyat Tam devatam upadhavet yena chandasa stoshyanyasyat tachanta upadhavet yena stomena stoshyamanasyat tag stomam upadhavet yam disham abhishtoshyansyat tam disham upadhavet atmanamantata upasrityam stuvitam Kamam dhyayan apramattobhya shroham yadasmai sa kamas samriddhetam yad kamas tu viteti yad kamas tu viteti iti tritiya kandaha. Here it is not Udgita Upasana, but it is slightly different Upasana. In the rituals, Samaveda is sung invoking various devatas for getting various palam. So how should one do it? The procedure for singing the Sama for Kama Purti, for the fulfillment of desires. It is Kama Purti Upasana. Kama Purnam is fulfilling one's desires. For that, before chanting a mantra, one meditates on certain factors regarding the mantra. And here 9 factors are mentioned. We read Upadavet, Upadavet, Vinchintayet. Think about all these, the 9 factors. The very Sama, number 1, the very Sama mantra, which one begins with, the Sama Dhyana. Meditate upon the Sama mantra itself. Then stomaha, along with every sama mantra, few other mantras go together as a group of 5 mantras, 10 mantras, 21 etc. mantras. This group is called stomaha, stomadhyana. The group of other devatas, other mantras associated with that mantra. And the third is the Rig mantra, the basis of sama. And fourth is a rishi. For example, Gayatri mantra, Savitriya Rishihi. So one touches the head thinking of the rishi. Then chandas, Nichirat Gayatri Chandaha, touch the nose mouth. And devata, Savita Devata, touch the heart. That is supposed to be the place of invocation. So this is the sixth factor. And seventh factor is the direction, Dig. The direction in which the devata is present. For example, Purva Digbhage, Indra Suprito Varado Bhavato. So Indra is supposed to be in the eastern direction. Paschima Digbhage, Varuna Suprito Varado Bhavato. In the western direction, the Varuna Devata is supposed to be present. And the Upasaka himself is the eighth factor. So the Upanishad says, Atmanam. That is the eighth factor. And the ninth factor is the desire to be fulfilled through the Sama chanting. We are Sama chanting that Sama for what? Kama Prapti. So what is the desire I want to get fulfilled? So for people like us who are pursuing Jivan Mukti, we are all in Vedanta. So we are in Jnana Marga. So for us, we are looking for Jivan Mukti. It is Chitta Shuddhyartham. So this is the prayer that we are going to have. So the nine factors are what? Sama, Stoma, Rik, Rishi, Devata, Chandas, Dig, Atma, and Kamaha. So after thinking of these factors, if one chants the mantra, the desire will be fulfilled. Here the Upanishad, the Upasana is simple, it's a simple visualization only. This is the final and the fifth Upasana given in this section. With this, the third section is over. Now let us go to the fourth section, Chaturtha Khandaha. ओमित्येतदक्षरम् उद्गीतमुपासीत ओमिति हृद्गायति तस्योपव्याख्यानम् देवा वै मृत्यु दैट्स अ स्टोरी गोइंग टू बी गिवन हियर देवा वै मृत्योर् मृत्योभिव्यतः त्रयीं विद्यां प्राविशन् छन्दोभिरच्छादयन् यदेभिरच्छादयन् तच्छन्दसां छन्दस्त्वम् तानु तत्र मृत्युः यथा यथा मत्स्यमुदके परिपश्येत एवं पर्यपश्यत पश्यतां रुचि साम्नि यजुषि तेनु विदित्वां ऊर्ध्वारुचः साम्नो यजुषः स्वरमेव प्राविशन् यदा वा रुचमाप्नोति ओमित्येव अतिस्वरति एवगुं साम एवं यजुः एषु स्वरः यतेदक्षरम् एतदमृतम् अभयम् तत्प्रविश्य देवा अमृताः अभया अभवन् स एतदेवं विद्वान् अक्षरम् प्रणोति एतदेवाक्षरगम् स्वरम् अमृतम् अभयम् प्रविशति तत्प्रविश्य यदमृताः देवास्तदमृतो भवति इति चतुर्थखण्डः. These 5 mantras make the 4th section, which has only one upasana in it. That upasana is Omkara upasana. And what type of upasana it is? Amrita, Abhaya, Guna, Visishta upasana. So two glories are here. One is Amritam, another is Abhaya. So it has a special name called Swara. Swara is Amrita, Abhaya, Guna, Visishta, Swara upasana. That is the name of this upasana. We should be all familiar with the Swara, Visishta, Guna, Visishta, all that. Thus, Omkara has so many names. Omkara, Udgita, Swaraha, Pranava, all that. So, all these names are all synonyms. Except Udgita alone. Udgita is the only word used in Samaveda. Omkara. Udgita means Omkara in Samaveda only. For this, a small story is given here. The Devas, they were all afraid of death, Mrityu, it seems. So, Kalaha Sarvatra Vartate. In Katopanishad also we had, Te Mrityor Yanti Vidatasya Pasham. So, what did the Devas do then? They took shelter in the 3 Vedas. The Vedas, all the Devas took shelter in the 3 Vedas. Incidentally, the Upanishad says, because of this reason, Vedas are called Chandas. Derived from the root Chad, to cover, Kavacham. So, Chadayati, iti Chandaha. that which was covering devas as kavacham. How the Vedas protect them? Shankaracharya says, the Vedas protect a person in two forms. Vedas are used in two different ways. One, in rituals, they are chanted. It gives Punya Palam, Ishwara Anugraham, and that will protect also. And in rituals, often there will be a gap between, for example, various rites. There are so many steps involved. In between, there will be some gap. And the question is, what to do during those gaps? Because they have already done the sankalpa. And they cannot leave before the ritual is completed. But in between rituals, there are gaps. So what will they do during that time? So during that time, recite other mantras not used in that ritual. Why? Because Vedas know our mind. We will engage in what? In all worldly desire chats. All kinds of worldly things will be happening there. So this is called mrityuho. So pramado vai mrityuho. In Sanasudatiyam. Pramado vai mrityuho. Material thoughts, all kinds of these things, they will haunt us during any break. During break, so recite Veda mantras. In Rudrabhisheka also, for example, when there is a break, Om Hrim Namah Shivaya, they keep on saying many times, because during the gap, they don't want to be engaged in any other material worldly gossip talks. Or they will do what? Pariplavam. This part in long rituals, one may get tired. So during break, they go and sit somewhere and engage in Vedantic talks. For example, Vidvat Sadas and all are arranged during those Viramakala. In fact, the very Bhagavatam, Puranam itself, that story was narrated during a big, you know, satra. Satra means a yaga, big yaga. So, in the Virama Vela, during the breaks, similarly, it was recited. Similarly, the Devas also, they did similarly. So, what they did? Karmantareshu japa mantra rupenam achadayanne. So, they protected themselves, chanting Vedas in between. But even that was not a total protection for them. So, Yama approached them. Yama Dharmaraja is waiting for some gap somewhere. For this, the Upanishad again gives an analogy. It was like a fish moving in shallow waters. Fish thinks it is under water, because fish thinks it is in under the water. And a person who wants to fish it, he can see it very easily because shallow water. So since the water is so shallow, the fisherman can see it and he can catch it also. Here, the water is compared to Vedas. The fish is compared, and the fish is compared here. So, just as the fish is hiding in waters, the Devas were hiding in the Vedas. Mrityuho is the fisherman. So, Mrityu Devata, he can very easily catch them because water is so shallow and with clear water. So, the Devas understood that. So, Mrityu will not leave us. So, what is the idea? Karma kandena amrutatvam na bhavati. Then what the Devas do? Just by doing rituals, one cannot get moksha. So then what the Devas do? They left the shallow waters of Karmakanda and came to the ocean of Omkara Upasana. That is the analogy. So the rituals are all good, but they will not go give moksha. They are like shallow waters. So one has to go to the Omkara Upasana. And what type of Omkara Upasana it is? Amrita Abhaya Guna Visishta Omkara Upasana. Because when Mrityu is behind us, there will be mortality and fear. So in this upasana, they want immortality, that is amritam, and abhayam, fearlessness, both they want. And as a result of that, they got over mrityu and bhayam, death and fear. That means they got kramamukti. Actually, the kramamukti and all, we should be familiar based on the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Care of those chapters, kramamukti, in Jivan Mukti, a person goes to, gets Mukti right then and there. Whereas in Karma Mukti, because of lot of Punya Karmas and various procedures, a person goes to Satya Loka, that is Brahma Loka, and there Brahmaji himself gives Jnanam to them and they get Mukti. So this is called Karma Mukti. So they went beyond Maranam and Bhayam. This is the story. So what is the conclusion now in this story? Whoever meditates on Omkara as Amritam and Abhayam, then they will also get out of fear and gain Amritam. For example, Mahatma Gandhi, it seems, all the time, you know, he was reciting the Rama Mantra, Ram, Ram, Ram. So, at the end also, he recited Ram. So only one incidental point here is the Upanishad calls Omkara as Swaraha. Swaraha means Swarati. So Uccharayati Sarve. So that which is uttered by everyone is Swaraha. Before the study of Vedas, that should be understood. So Rigveda Adhyayana Kale Swarati. Yajurveda Adhyayana Kale Swarati. So Samaveda Adhyayana Kale Swarati. So a person utters Omkara before studying every Veda. And that to how Atiswarati utters loudly. Remember, you know, Sikshavalli mantra, we saw it there. Omiti brahmana pravakshyannaha brahmopa apnavaniti brahmaivopa apnoti. A brahmana, before studying Vedas, utters the word Om. Yo veda dau swaraprokto vedante cha pratishtitaha. There also swaraprokto swaraha. So that swara, which is in the beginning and at the end, that omkara is swaraha. So the upasana is amrita, abhaya, guna visishta, swara upasana. Palam is what? Amritam and abhaya. Let us go to then section 5, Panchamakhandaha. Atha kaluya udgita sa pranavaham, ya pranavasa udgitaham, itya sauvam. Aditya udgitaha, yesha pranavaha, omiti yeshaha, swaraneti, yetamu evaham, abhyagasisham, tasman mamatome kositi, haha kaushitaki putramu vacham, rashmistvam pariyavartayatam, bahavovai te babishyantiti, adidaivatam, atadhyatmam, yayevayam, mukhya pranaha, tamudgitamu pasita, omiti heshaswaran neti, yetamu, yevaham abhyagasisham, tasman mamatvam ekaha, asim, ittiham, kaushitakihi putramu vacham, pranagustvam, bhumanam, abhigayatat, bahavovayme, pavishyantiti. Another story. Here we get three upasanas. What are the three upasanas? One is Aditya Drishtya, the upasana, Udgita upasana. And second is Prana Drishtya, Udgita upasana. And the third is Udgita Pranava Aikya Drishtya, Udgita upasana. So three of them. Aditya Drishti, Prana Drishti, and Pranava and Udgita, that combination. So, of these three, the first two we have already seen in the previous section. Aditya Upasana, Prana Upasana, both. So, there Surya was called Swaraha and Pratyaswaraha and Prana was called Swaraha. See, why Swaraha and Pratyaswaraha? Compared to Prana, Swaraha means both of them are living. Prana, once it leaves, it doesn't come back. Once the person, Prana leaves the person, then that person, it will not come back to the person. Whereas sun also is moving, but even though sun sets today, it comes tomorrow. So, pratyaswaraha. So, prana never comes back, but sun comes back. Aditya comes back every day. But here it is slightly different. What is upasana here? Previously, Aditya was seen as one whole entity. But here, Aditya is seen as bahu rashmayaha, consisting of many rays. Therefore, to be precise, the upasana is Aditya Bahu Rashmaya Drishtya Udgita Upasana. Upasana. All are Udgita Upasana. We should be careful. Bahu Rashmaya Drishtya. So, instead of looking at sun as one entity, look at the various rays of the sun and do Upasana. So, the emphasis is on the many rays. There, Ekam, here, Bahu. That is the main difference. And what is the advantage of this Upasana? It is given in the form of a dialogue between Kaushitaki and his son. A rishi called Kaushitaki and his son. The father tells the son the advantage of the upasana. He says to his son, I did the Aditya upasana and therefore I got only one putra. I meditated upon Aditya as ekam, one. And because of that I got only one son. That is you. And now, if you also do that upasana, you will also get only one son, one putra. But generally, people value more than one. Everybody wants more than those days. Now these days only one or even nothing. That's what they, so it's not like today's. So Bahu Putra Labam, that is why normally in the Sankalpa also, or in the Ashirvada also, Bahu Putra Labam and Dasasyam Putram. So these are all various Ashirvadas that are given by people so that one can get several children. Dasasyam Putram, 10 children. So we cannot change those mantras now, even though the trend is different, but mantras, when somebody does Ashirvadam, they recite these mantras. So many sense that perhaps those days meant those days Vriddhi, security and all that thing. Therefore growth, all that. Therefore father advised the son, don't do just Aditya Upasana. But Aditya Bahu Rashmi Drishtya Upasana, Udgita Upasana if you do, then you will get Bahu Putraha. You will get several children. So Bahu Drishti Upasana Te Bahu Putratvam. So Yata Upaste Tadeva Bhavati. So as you do Upasana, you are going to get what the way you are doing Upasana. This is the first Upasana called Adi Deiva Upasana, Surya Upasana. And the second Upasana is Adhyatma Upasana. And here the Devata is Pranaha, subject. Pranaha is subject. There Surya is object. So here also there is a small difference. Previously Prana Shakti was seen as one principle. And in this Upasana, Prana is divided into fivefold functions. Pancha Vritti Rupa Pranaha. Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana and Samana. We have already seen the five different physiological functions of the prana. And what is the advantage? Here also, Kaushitake tells his son, I did only Eka Prana Upasana. I got only one son, that is you. If you do Prana, Pancha Prana Upasana, Vritti Drishtya Upasana, you will get Bahuputraha. You will get many children. This is Adhyatma Upasana. So this is the story through which this is just mentioned here in this particular section. So now we will go to the third Udgita Upasana. Udgita Pranava Aikya Upasana. Earlier two are Upasana on one particular thing. Here the Aikyam, Udgita Pranava Aikya Upasana, which is given in the fifth mantra, we will read. Atha kalu yasa udgita, udgita sa pranavaha, ya pranavasa udgita iti hotrushadhanam. Khotrushanat, khotrushadhanat daivapim, durudgita manusamaharati, ityanusamaharati iti. We said that the Udgita Upasana is nothing but pranava. Udgita is nothing but pranava or vankara. That we have said many times. So when you say Udgita pranava aikyam, why the repetition then? Because we told already Udgita and pranava is one and the same. Now we are saying Udgita Pranava Aikyam. Why should we repeat it? If you ask, as we said, Udgita is the Pranava occurring where? In Samaveda only. Whereas Pranava is the Omkara occurring in the other Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharana Veda. In all of them, Pranava, Omkara is referred as Pranava. Only in Samaveda, Omkara is referred as Udgita. So in this context, Pranava means Omkara occurring in Rigveda, in this context, uttered by Hota. Actually, in every Yajna, there are four people. The one who is reciting the Rigveda mantras, he is called Hota. And the one who is performing the Yajna is the Advaryo. So, he is the Yajurveda priest, the Advaryo. And the one who recites the Sama Vedas, the Sama mantras, which are Rigveda mantras, but in Sama format. So, he is called Udghata. And the one who is the Atharvaveda priest is called Brahma. So the Brahma is supposed to be very knowledgeable. He will not speak anything, do anything, but he will observe whatever is happening during the entire Yajna, how the Rigveda mantras are recited, the Yajurvedic priest, how he is performing the Yajna, and Samaveda, you know, they are being recited. And if there are any defects or anything, he will suggest prayaschittas and all at the end. So who utters Udgita? The Samaveda priest. He is called Udgata, she utters Udgita, and Hota utters Pranava. So here what is the Upasana? It is Udgita Pranava Aikya Upasana. And this Upasana is to be performed by whom? The Samaveda priest, the Udgata. So the Upasana has to be done as part of a ritual. So we have seen this also. This is called then Anga Upasana.
It is part of a ritual. It is an angam of upasana. That is why these upasanas are called karmanga upasanani. They are not independently done upasanas, but done as part of a ritual. Okay. If the upasana is done, what is the phalam? It is, even if the Samaveda priest chants wrongly, because Samaveda, so this is called Durud Gitam. In the sloka that we read, you see Durud Gitam. So Dushtam Udgitam is Durud Gitam. So it is chanted wrongly, mistakenly. So it can be compensated by the Hota, the Rigveda priest. So even if the Samaveda priest recites wrongly, it can be compensated by the Rigveda priest. If he also chants wrongly, then no prayachitam has to be done. But for some reason, if the Samaveda priest chanted wrongly and the Rigveda priest recites correctly, then the mistake that is done by the Samaveda will not be affecting the ritual. But if the Rigveda priest chants well, and if both are connected well, then the mistake of one can be compensated by the other. That is the Aikyam. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Hautram Karma. This is called Hota. Hota, Hautram Karma. The proper karma done by the Hota. Hautram Karma. It can compensate the wrong chanting of Udgata in ritual. Udgata is a Samaveda priest. And in Samaveda, mistakes can easily happen. Even Yajurveda, we don't chant right many times. All these, you know, Anudatam, Udatam, Swaritam, Devya Swaritam, people always have problems all the time. And in Samaveda, my God, the seven swaras, they are all brought in here, there is always problem. So can we imagine a Samaveda with Sapta swaras to be recited all flawlessly? Many times, unless there is enormous practice, it's tough. So before starting, this person does the Udgita Pranava Aikya Upasana. So the Samaveda priest does that, so that it can be compensated. Even if he makes a mistake without his knowledge, it can be compensated by the Rigveda priest who recites the pranava. So this is what is said here. Anusamaharati. If you see the words Anusamaharati, means it compensates. Who compensates? Hotru Sadhanam. That is also there in the mantra. Hotru Sadhanam. So the karma of the Hota, that compensates. With this, the fifth section also is over. Now we will go to the sixth section. In the sixth section, we will get one main upasana called Angi Upasana and five subsidiary upasanas called Anga Upasanas. All these Angi Upasana, Anga Upasanas, you should be familiar by now. And what do we mean by them? The Anga Upasana will not give any result of its own, because it is an Angam, it is a part. Then how will it give phalam? Only by being part of the main upasana, namely the Angi Upasana. So Anga Upasana nam phalam nasti. There is no phalam at all by itself. Only Angi Upasanaya, Angi Upasanaya sahitaham, santaham, that is phalam. Along with Angi alone, it will give phalam. So what is the main or Angi Upasana here? It is Vishesha Guna Sampanna Ishwara Upasana. Ishwara Upasana here, or Parameshwara Upasana. That is, the Upasana of Parameshwara has endowed with many special glories. This is Angi Upasana, and as part of that, we will get five Anga Upasanas. And the first five mantras talk about the Anga Upasana that we will read first, and we will go to the next Upasana later. So, mantras 1 to 6 and a half. That is part of the sixth mantra. So first mantra up to one half of the sixth mantra is the Anga Upasana that we will read. Shashtakhandaha Iyame varuk agnisama tadeda detasyam ruchim adhyudagum sama tasmad ruchim adhyudagum sama giyate Iyame vasa agni ragmaha tatsama antarikshame varuk Vayu samam tadeta detasyam ruchim adyudagum samam tasmad ruchim adyudagum sama giyate antarikshame vasa vayu ramaha tat samam dyaure varuk aditya samam tadeta detasyam ruchim అద్యూడగుం సామ తస్మాద్ రుచి అద్యూడగుం సామ గీయతే ద్యౌరేవసాం ఆదిత్య ఆదిత్యోమః తత్సామ నక్షత్రాణ్యే వర్క్ చంద్రమా సామ తదేవేతస్యాం రుచి అద్యూడగుం సామ తస్మాద్ రుచి అద్యూడగుం సామ గీయతే నక్షత్రాణ్యే వసా చంద్రమా అమః తత్సామ అత ఏదేతదాదిత్యస్య శుక్లంభాః సైవర్క్ అత ఎన్నీలం పరం కృష్ణం తత్సామ తస్మాద్ రుచి అద్యూడగుం సామ తస్మాద్ రుచి అద్యూడగుం సామ గీయతే అత ఏదేత ఏతత్ ఆదిత్యస్య శుక్లంభాః సైవసా అత ఎన్నీలం పరం కృష్ణం తదమహ తత్సామ.
Even though it is half the last mantra, we will take up to here since the Anga Upasana is given up to here. And Atha Ye Yeshontaradite Hiranmayaha, that will be the Angi Upasana, that is going to be seen later. And the Anga Upasanas are five, as we mentioned. That will be the Atha Ye Yeshontaradite Hiranmayaha will come later in the Angi Upasana. So for these five pairs of devatas are taken here for this upasana. And what are those devatas? They are inseparable as supporter and supporter, and to be meditated upon as a pair of alambanam, that is symbol. So we get two pairs of alambanam. That is, in one pair of alambanam, we should see five pairs of devatas. You see how it is. We got two pairs of alambanams. And in one pair of alambanams, we should see five pairs of devatas. And in the other, we should see five pairs of alambanam. In the five pairs of alambanam. Okay. So, it may look, you know, a little abstract, but, you know, when we see, when we give the names, it will be clear. So, the five pairs of devatas are what? Prithivi and Agni is one pair. Antariksham and Vayu is another pair. Dyauhu and Aditya is another pair. Nakshatrani and Chandrama is another pair. And these are four pairs. And the last is a peculiar pair. In sun, there is the bright color. So Adityasya Shuklabhaha. In this sloka, you say Shuklabhaha. Adityasya Shuklabhaha, the bright color. And within the Aditya mandalam, there is a deep dark part, the dark spot. And that also is there, it seems. And Shankaracharya says, ordinary people cannot see that, but with a special vision, one can see the dark spot also in the moon, perhaps. So they call it Krishnam Neelam Bhaha. So the earlier one is Shukla Bhaha. This is Krishnam Neelam Bhaha. In the shlokas, you can find these terms. Dark blue color. So the fifth and the last pair is Shukla Bhaha and Krishna Neela Bhaha. So four pairs we already said, and this is the last pair. And if we analyze them, we find they are inseparable, these pairs. Because Agni cannot be without a fuel. Fuel only nourishes Agni, which is nothing but Prithivi. Because in the form of gas, wood, so many fuels, they are all provided by Prithivi, earth. So Agni and Prithivi is one pair. Therefore, Prithivi is Ashraya, supporter, and Antariksham and is Ashrayi. Agni is Ashrayi, supporter. And again, next pair, Antariksham and Vayu. Antariksham is Ashrayaha and wind is Ashrayi. Because wind can be there only in space, in atmosphere. And Dyauhu, heavens, upper sky, it's a supporter. And Suryaha, the sun, is supported because sun is in the upper sky. And Nakshatrani and moon. According to scriptures, moon is supposed to be the Nakshatra Adipatihi. Don't consider science and all. Moon is supposed to be the Adipati for Nakshatras, the ruler. And the Nakshatras are supposed to be the rule-over. So the ruler always depend upon the support of the citizens. So nakshatras are ashrayaha and chandra is ashritaha. So the ruler always depends on the citizens.
And Adityasya Shukla Baha, the white spot, the white bright portion, and Krishna Baha, the dark, they both are also inseparable. Because of the bright portion only, this dark part is there. I don't know whether it is, maybe it's a black hole, I don't know what is that. But yeah, I'm just only saying. So because of the bright portion only, this dark part is there. So these are the five pairs of devatas to be meditated upon, the Alambaram, namely the Rigveda and the Samaveda. So Rigveda and Samaveda, this pair is the Alambaram, and you got five pairs of devatas to be meditated upon, this Alambaram. And now we have a question. Why do we choose Rig and Sama? Because they are inseparable. Sama mantras are only Rig mantras set to music. Sahityam is Rigveda only. Where is music without Sahitya? So, Rigveda is Ashrayaha and Samaveda is Ashrayi. These two are again Alambanam, the symbols. Now, how do we do Upasana now? In the first Upasana, one should see Prithivi, and in Rigveda one should see Prithivi, and in Samaveda one should see Agni. Meditate upon that. And in the second pair, Rigveda we should see Antariksham, and in Samaveda we should see Vayuho. And in the third, Rigveda is the Alambanam of Dyauho, the skies, the heavens. And Samaveda is that of Aditya, sun. And in the fourth Upasana, Rigveda is the Alambanam of Nakshatras. And in Samaveda, that is of Chandrama. Similarly, Shukla Baha and Krishna Baha. Shukla Baha Rigveda, Krishna Baha is Samaveda. Remember, Alambanam does not change. Only Devatas change. In this Rigveda and Samaveda, they don't change. They are the Alambanam. Only Devatas change. So this is one type of Alambanam. Now the Upanishad talks about a second type of Alambanam also. The first type of Alambanam is Rigveda and Samaveda. Now, if you take the word Sama itself, Sama, it is a mixture of Sa and Ama. Actually, you might have notice the word Ama in the slokas that we read. So it is a mixture of Sa and Ama is Sama. And the word Sama is possible only when Sa and Ama are brought together. So it is an inseparable pair through all kinds of imagination. So Sa and Ama, when they are brought together, so it becomes an inseparable pair, then only Sama comes. Now in the pair, we have to invoke five pairs of devatas. In Sa and Ama, we have to invoke five pairs of devatas. So, in the first one is what? First Anga Upasana, Sa is Prithivi and Ama is Agni. In the second, Antariksham is Sa and Ama is what? Vayu. Third, Sa is Dyauhum and Ama is Aditya. And fourth, Sa is Nakshatras, Ama is Chandra. And in the fifth, Sa is Shukla Baha and Ama is Krishna Baha. So, thus, Rik Sama Alambanam is one, and Sa Ama Alambanam is another. So on these two pairs of Alambanam, five pairs of devatas are invoked and meditated. These are Anga Upasanani, because these are all various parts. Now let us read the Angi portion now in the next mantra, the middle, the later half of the sixth mantra. Ataya Yeshontaraditya Hiranmayaham Purusho drishyate hiranyas masruho hiranyas masruho hiranyakeshaham apranavat sarva eva suvarnaham tasya yata kapyasam pundarikam eva makshini tasyoditi namam sa yesha sarvebhya papmabhya uditaham udeti havai sarvebhya papmabhya ya evam vedam Tasyarcha samach satyarcha samacha geshnau tasmadut gitaham tasmate vodgata tasyahi gata sayesha yecha mushmatam parancho lokaha teshamcha ishte devakama nanchem ityadi daivatam. So now it is Angi Upasana. And what is that? Visyesha guna sampanna parameshwara upasana. So this portion is very famous in the Shastras. Shankaracharya often quotes these mantras. Not only that, in Brahma Sutra also, this is analyzed. when we get to Brahma Sutra, these numbers, they at least your remembrance of this will help us. So from one in the sutras 1, 1, 20 to 20 and 21. This is Antastat Dharmopadeshat, that is the 20th sutra. And Beta Vepedachan Yakaptan Achanyaham is the 21st sutra. So we'll be seeing that some point in time later. So what is meant by Parameshwara Upasana? Remember, the Nirgunam Brahma is never available for Upasana. Why? It is never an object of Upasana at all that can be meditated upon. It is Upasaka Rupatvat Upasyam Na Bhavati. Because the very meditator, the very subject, it is the very meditator and can never become the meditated object. And therefore, the Upasana can always be Saguna Brahma only. And in that also, we make a division. One, in the form of Devata Upasana, and two, in the form of Ishwara Upasana. Devata Upasana and Ishwara Upasana. These are all very interesting things. What is the difference between Devata and Ishwara? So, Devata is only an exalted or superior Jiva only. Devas are only Jivas. They are exalted or superior Jivas, that's all. So, Utkrishta Jivaha Eva Devatas. And that means what? Devata also is not Ishwara, but only Jivas. Then one might ask, why should we then worship the Devatas? They are also like Jivas. So, for worshipping, one need not be Ishwara at all. You can worship anyone. What is required is, the other one should be only superior. We know this practically also. A lot of people worship many politicians also, ministers, senators, president, all that we worship. They are also Jivas only. Then how did Deva become Utkrishta, superior? Devata also has attained the status by particular sadhanas that they did. Karma Upasana Visheshat. So, lot of Upasana, Karma, they did. So, Indra is none other than a Jiva only, but he has gained his Indra Padavi because of his superior Karma. And one of us can become one Indra also one day perhaps. So, the first point is, Devata is only a Jivaha. And the second part is, Devatas are also samsaris. Another important thing. They are also samsaris only. There are also a lot of quarrel among them. Hatred, jealousy. For example, Narada will always be there to instigate some differences between them. So, they also can be liberated only by Jnanam, just as ourselves, unlike Ishwara. Ishwara is never a samsari. He is Nitya Mukta Surupaha. And the third point is, Devatas are born with a fixed and limited Rupam at the time of Srishti creation. How many hands? What is the Vahanas they have? Indraya Vajrahasthaya Suradipataye Airavata Vahanaya Sangaya Sayudaya Sajakti Parivaraya Umamaheshwaraya Namaha. And again, Purva Digbhage, only in the eastern direction. But he is not sarvavyapi, that means. So he is alpavyapi, limited form, limited number of hands, like any other jiva. Only thing, with some more power, extra power he has. So devatas are alpajnanis, like any other jiva, but some more knowledge than other ordinary jivas. Supposed to be more pure, but not total purity. And many of us, many upasanas deal with these devatas, Indra upasana, Agni upasana, Varuna upasana, all those things. So, the Upasana is Parameshwara Upasana. So, who is Parameshwara? In technical language, Parameshwara is Maya Visishtam Brahma. Okay. And this Parameshwara is unlike all these devatas. Let us take only one by one here. What is the form of this Parameshwara? Whatever is the form of Maya and Brahman. So, now, what is the form of Brahman? We have already seen Brahman is Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arupam, Avyayam, Tatarasam, Nityam, Agandavachayate. That is what, so it no form and all. So what is the form of Maya? It also has no particular form. It contains all the forms in unmanifest form. Avyaktam, Avyakritam, Nirvikalpam, no particular form. So Maya also is formless. That is why we cannot see Maya. So, pralaya kale, everything resolves into Maya. That there is nothing seen at all. or in Sushupti Kala, in deep sleep also. Therefore, Ishvara does not have a particular form, and Ishvara does not have, therefore, any limitation born out of a particular form. But consists of Sarva Jnatvam, knows everything, Sarva Ishwaratvam, and Sarva Shaktitvam, Sarva Vyapakatvam, Sarva Shuddhatvam, all that he has. Thus, everything in totality is Parameshwara. Between Jiva and Parameshwara, we are seeing the differences. This Parameshwara is to be meditated upon. Naturally, the question will be, how can we meditate upon a formless Parameshwara or a thing like Maya, Maya Vishesha Paramatman? We are not talking about Shuddha or Nirguna Brahma here at all. Understand? Still Saguna Upasana. So how to meditate upon the formless Parameshwara is the question. For that, the scriptures prescribe two methods. Shankaracharya tells that in the Brahma Sutra Bhashyam also. What is that? You yourself attribute certain gunas for Parameshwara. So even though Parameshwara is not restricted to any gunas, we attribute and restrict Parameshwara for the sake of Upasana. Thus the formless, colorless Parameshwara is attributed with some gunas. This is called Visishta Guna Sampanna Parameshwara Upasana. But remember, Devata also have forms. What is the difference between forms of Devatas and Parameshwara if you do Upasana like this? The form of Devatas are due to their karma. They are only Jivas with a form. Devatas and there is no difference between both of us. They have extra powers, that's it. Therefore, that Devata can only, that specific form, Indra cannot have a different form, only one particular form. Just as we have a specific form due to our karma, we cannot change our form. But Parameshwara's form is not due to karma, and so cannot restrict Parameshwara, and his forms are infinite. Even though we can attribute any form, his forms are infinite. So these forms are generally prescribed in the scriptures. And the guna viseshas also. Not only that, Shankaracharya says in Brahma Sutra Bhashya, not only this is the upasaka's imagination for the sake of meditation, since Parameshwara has infinite powers, for blessing the upasaka, Parameshwara, he can assume any form also. It is not mere imagination alone. Parameshwara mayaya prasidati, Shankaracharya says. When Parameshwara assumes that particular form, it is for blessing the Upasaka. Suddenly, Prahlada meditated and Narasimha appeared. One cannot call it Janma. It is called Avataraha. Thus, Krishna, Rama, etc. are all avatars of Parameshwara. But Indra, Varuna, etc. are not avatars. They are all devatas. And even there may be a specific avatar for the sake of the Upasaka at the moment of Upasana. For example, Narasimha, as I told you. And there is a second possibility also, which is known as Pratika Upasana, of the same form as Parameshwara. So what do we do here? We don't attribute special forms and all, but invoke in a symbol which has a form, like Omkara. Generally, Omkara is taken. It has got guna. So invoke Parameshwara in Omkara, Shivalinga, Salagrama, all that. They are all Pratika Upasanas. And in this section, we get the what type of upasana? We get Vishesha Guna Sampanna Parameshwara Upasana. So, a location, a sthanam is necessary where the Parameshwara is invoked. Even though Parameshwara has no particular sthanam, so all these upasanartham, sthanam kalpyate, we will imagine. So, in this particular section, we imagine the Surya Mandalam as the sthanam. I am going to take a couple of more minutes. So, in the next section, a very similar upasana will come because I cannot leave it in between. So, let me take a couple of more minutes to finish it. So, sthanam is going to be the right eye. So, dakshina akshi. Akshi means right, eye. So, Parameshwara is going to be invoked in the place of our own right eye. And therefore, this particular upasana is called Adi Daiva Upasana. And in the next section, it will be called Adhyatma Upasana. So there also we will get Anga and Angi Upasanani. So here the Surya Mandalaha, the orb or the disk of the sun, and that is being imagined. And we find the six gunas are attributed to Parameshwara. And the first guna is what? Hiranmayaha, golden colored lord. The Upanishad itself describes his Hiranmayatvam. He is Hiranyakeshaha, the hair with golden color. It's all the mantras. and Hiranya Smashruho, golden facial hair, mustache, beard, all that. And Pranatad Swarnaha. So, whose body, whole body is Hiranmaya Purushaha.
Actually, there is a beautiful mantra in Mahanarayana Upanishad. Maybe I will just read that mantra for the sake of this Aditya Upasanam. Beautiful mantra.
Aditya va esha etan mandalam tapati tatratar chasta dracha mandalagum sarucham lokota yesha etasmin mandaleti siddhipyate tani samani sa samnam lokota yesha etasmin mandaleti si purushastani yajugum sisa yajusha mandalagum cha yajusham lokas seisha trayeva vidya tapati yesho ontaraditye hiranmaya purushaha hiranmaya.
So this is a beautiful mantra in the Mahanarayana Upanishad of Yajurveda, Taittiriya Upanishad. So it is a popular mantra. And this is the Adi Deva Upasana. And immediately after this mantra, the next mantra comes. That is also a beautiful mantra.
Adityo vaite javo jobalam yasachakshushrotramatma manoman nirmanurmrityus satyo mitro vayurakasha pranoloka palakka kimkam. Tat samat tat sat satya mannam amruto jivo vishvaka tamasva yambhuvam brahmaiva tadamruta yesha purusha yesha bhutanamati patihi brahmana sayu jagam sa lokatam apnoti etasa meva devatanagum sayu jagam sashtitagum samana lokatam apnoti yayevam vede etyupanishatem.
Here it is adhyatma upasana. So here they said, you know, Hiranmaya Purushaha, the previous mantra. So a popular expression in the Upasana section. So this is the first guna. Why he is said to be Hiranmaya Purushaha? Because he is located in the Aditya Mandala. So what color the Lord will have? Golden hue. So what is the hair? Every ray of the sun, now it's all imagination. The rays that come down are the beard and mustache. And the one that goes up, they are the kesha. This is the first guna. And the second guna is even more interesting. It says, Kapyasam Pundarikam Iva Akshini. His eyes are bright like the red lotus. Lotus-eyed. And for lotus, the word Kapyasam is used. There is a little detail in this particular usage. I will just mention that only. So, the lot of discussion are on this word Kapyasam. Literally, Kapihi means monkey. And asaha means the back portion. Asyate, asmin, iti asaha. So, this the back portion or the sitting portion is called the kapyasaha. It is supposed to be reddish color in certain types of monkey. We have also seen many of them maybe in the zoo and all. This is reddish, very reddish. Therefore, kapyasaha means the reddish color of the monkey's back. This is the interpretation given by Shankara. And many later acharyas, they have criticized Shankara for this description of the Lord comparing with the back prishtabhagam of a monkey. And this is called Hinopama in Sanskrit. Upama is comparison. And Hinopama means a lowly or indecent comparison. Therefore, Ramanuja and others have taken other meanings. Like Kapihi. Kapihi means sun. And Asaha means blossomed. So, Kapyasaha means a lotus blossomed by the sun. And Shankaracharya and others have said that there is nothing wrong in taking Kapyasaha as monkey's back because the word appearing there is what? Kapyasam Pundarikam Eva Akshi. The eyes are like lotus. And color of the lotus is compared to Kapyasaha. Therefore, the comparison itself is not directed to the Lord's eyes itself. It can be considered as Hinopama, but Kapyasam is an adjective to Pundarikam. Pundarikam means lotus. So it is called Upamita Upama, comparison of the comparison. That is, Lord's eye is compared to lotus and the lotus is compared to Kapyasa. Therefore, there is no harm. People, you know, all kinds of discussions are going on. This is just to give you a sample of how much and elaborate discussions, commentators, they go into discuss all these. This is the second one. So, Kapyasam Pundarikam Iva Akshini. And the third is Udnama. The name of the Lord is Ud, transcending all papas, sarva pap,
sarva papmabhyaha uditaha, that is beyond all sin, papa aditaha. That is why we say Parameshwara is not born in this form, but appears for the sake of the upasaka. And the fourth guna is rik sama geshnatvam. Geshnaha is the knot in the bamboo tree. You know, the bamboo tree, there are knots, or even the gap between two knots. Therefore, we can say the final meaning of geshna is a portion or a part. It's a division. And rik and sama are the parts of this Parameshwara. This is called Rig Sama Geshnatvam, having Rig Veda and Sama Veda as his very part. And when Rig Veda and Sama Veda are the parts of Parameshwara, we have to go to the Anga Upasana, where we have invoked Rig and Sama and the Devatas, Prithivi and Agni, Antariksham, Vayu, we all just saw it a few minutes earlier. Therefore, we have to mean, when Rig and Sama are parts of this Parameshwara, all these devatas invoked there are also parts of Parameshwara. So, Anga Upasanayam, in the Anga Upasanam, five pairs of gods are meditated upon Rig and Sama. So, we have to remember that to understand this. All those devatas are part of this Parameshwara. And those 10 devatas are part of this Parameshwara. That means what? Prithivi, Agni, Antariksham, Vayu are all parts of Parameshwara. In short, Prithivi is Vishwarupaha, Paramatma, Bhu, Padav, Yasya Nabihi, Veda Surasana, Chandra Surya, Chanetre, all that description, the Dhyana Sloka and Vishwasanamam. Therefore, what is the final meaning of Rik Sama Geshnatvam? Vishwarupatvam or Sarvatmatvam. That's the whole creation is the part of this Parameshwara. So, Sabhumim Vishwato Vrutva, Padose Vishwa Bhutani, Tripadasyam Ritam Divi. We have seen all these mantras. We have to connect all these. So there is a fourth guna. And the fifth guna is Udgitatvam. Parameshwara himself is called Udgitaha here. In the previous sections, Udgita, it was Omkara of Samaveda. Here it is the Parameshwara himself. Why? Literally, Udgita means what? Highly sung. Omkara is sung very high. And Parameshwara is also glorified highly. Shankaracharya gives additional explanations also, which we don't go through all of them. And the sixth and the final guna of Parameshwara is Urdhva Loka Kama Ishatvam. Urdhva Loka Kama Ishatvam. He is the Lord of the upper world and those pleasures of the upper world. Then what about lower lokas? Because in the next section, Adhyatma Upasana is going to come. Therefore, in Adhideva Upasana, Parameshwara is the Lord of the upper loka. And in Adhyatma Upasana, Parameshwara is the Lord of the lower loka. So what are the Upasanas now? Aditya Mandala Purushaha, Urdhva Lokeshaha Purushaha, then Akshista Purushaha, Dakshinakshi Purushaha. So next section, Adho Loka Ishaha. All these various Upasanas are given. So Urdhva Loka Isha Purushatvam, the Lord of all Lords. So Deva Devottamaha, Devata Sarvabhumaha, Akhilanda Koti Brahmanda Nayaka. That is the Parameshwara. All of them are said. This is the Vishesha Guna of Parameshwara located in the Aditya Mandala. And that Parameshwara is meditated upon. Deya Sada Savitra Mandala Matyavarti, Madhyavarti Narayana Sarjisasana Sannivishtaha Keyuravani Makarakundalavani Kiriti Hari Hiranmaya Vapuhu Trita Sankachakraha. Again, Dhyana Shloka of Shusasana. So, then what is the palam of this upasana? It is washing of all papams. Sarva papa nashaha. Later in the next section, we will see the palam of Urdhvaloka Kama Praptihi also. Because Urdhvaloka Ishaha is meditated here. So, Urdhvaloka Prapti also, Papanasha will come. And Urdhvaloka Prapti, the getting of all the higher lokas. These are the two palams. Since we meditated upon Parameshwara's Ud, Paparahita Parameshwara, we will also get Paparahityam. We will be relieved of all sins. And Ishwara is Suddha. Therefore, palam also is Shuddhi. We will become pure. Chitta Shuddhi, Chitta Ekatrata. All those will come. So, palam is given in the 7th mantra and the section is concluded in the 8th mantra. So, and the Angi Upasana and Anga Upasana should be done together. And since the devatas involved are Agni, Prithivi, etc., This sthanam is Aditya, Aditya Mandalam. So the whole Upasana is called Adi Deva Upasana. Now we will get the Adhyatma Upasana, which comes in section 7, that we will see next week. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Parasa Maheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. I had to take extra another 10 minutes because I cannot leave in between that particular discussion. I wanted to complete it.